No, a poltergeist can throw a stone at you, and it can come halfway, and then it can turn turn right angles, and hit you. They do that to let you know that it's not somebody throwing a stone. It's something unnatural. They can throw it at that picture there, and then it could turn and hit you sitting over there. Turned right angles. There's one above the house of Virginia, where Alec and Jim Rowley lived, and the whole country together, they had the papers and all the exorcist ever was all there, and they all come at night, and these things happened. A cat was shafts down the street, the shafts would cope up, they got there, nobody near it, and the boy that died, the last man to die in the house, was a great man for gardening. And he killed the hedges well clipped. And night after night, the whole street full of people could hear the clippers going down the hedge right there. And from McCann and McCutcheon were both Scutchers, both very ungodly people. Very ungodly. Scutchers would have got that name because they were always drunken. And the crowd was up, and Wally and Jim was there too. And they're all waiting for something to happen. And McCann and McCutcheon were standing together up against the gable. And McCutcheon called the top of his voice. He says, "I fear neither God nor man." Just to that, they come a paving stone and smashed the inches in his jaw. And it didn't come straight to there. The scene where they lifted it, down the air. And had to come that way and then had to turn. And McCutcheon wasn't near as emphatic after that, whether they believed in God or whether they believed in the devil. Everybody's seen it, and it just died away. It died away through time.
There's one of you Bully Lynch's name by the book, and he owned Lynch's Bakery. A very dull sort of character. The way apparently, I don't know, it must have been the '20s or something like that, the First World War or something like that. But there's a ton of experiences tied to, there's a fairy tree that if you go down the Fawn Road there before you go to the golf links, you know where Duffy's garage is?
Yes.
You look up there, you see a fairy tree, and Duffy's house is up, a big two-story house is up on the side of the Fawn Hill there, you know, it's just, but whatever, the play got up the way back, supposed to be after the First World War, there's supposed to be some book or something that somebody had picked up and brought into the house or something, but there was a woman living in the house. And the play got up apparently at a whole lot of eaves and the whole dog turned a carry on and away in the Oxford town. But Willie Lynch, he tells us part of who did call him a brother, tell him that he worked with Willie, very old character. A tour in the countryside about this play up in Duffy's house, you know. So our hands up the crack and away and up, and our room was full the same thing, everybody was and the woman whoever she was sitting in an armchair. And our hands and having the crack and everything, and I was going well. And he says, "The first thing, up got the chair, over the arm on it, up, some man would have grabbed the chair, and another man would have grabbed her hand. Woman, chair, man, out the door, our hands down to the doll." And the heap in the doll, you know, that was outside the
jury.
Not in the heap in the doll, up the chair. The whole thing started, but apparently I don't know how it finished up. That was down there now, but there was other Willie Lynch was a guy who told him, was it, you know? But there's everything, gathered up.
Where McCairn's living.
McCairn's, still the same McCairn's, Lane.
That was a famous one.
That was a famous one, I'd say the part was the top.
They said they couldn't have kept that old woman in.
No, apparently the whole thing that...
Couldn't have kept her in.
I think the boys they couldn't let go of the chair. Man held on to the whole lot. But why was I doing it to describe it? My chair, woman, man, and a heap, all out of the heap. But there were some boys. But it was some time, it must be now, too. But there's only about it was after the First World War, I think it was some time the gap, you know.
Oh, it was famous. Oh. And all the papers and everything. That,
it's so.
People went to it at night to see the performance.
Aye.
And apparently, there was a night, but they seen something.
Well, there was apparently that was all such a terrible.
There, that can't be explained, and there's things happens, and just can't explain me that. I'll tell you this now. Was that a
continuous?
No, just.